Hey, and welcome to another episode of Transformed and Renewed. Listen, if this is your first time, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. You're no stranger to it because I'm sure you probably have liked many other creators' pages. So make sure you do that for us. That way you can stay up to date with the latest content. And again, if this is your first time, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. You may ask, why am I doing that? Because this way you can stay up to date with the latest, and I mean the latest content. And as a matter of fact, towards the end of this video, we have a special news announcement. So you don't want to miss that. So that is the reason why. And if you are returning, welcome back. We have an excellent topic tonight. And from the title, you're probably wondering, what is HBOT? Some of you may have already tried to search it, but we're just going to jump right into it. So HBOT stands for hyperbaric oxygen therapy, hyperbaric oxygen therapy. So it's separate wording, as is the lettering. So that's why, you know, it is pronounced that way. But again, it's not one full word. It is broken up, hyperbaric oxygen therapy. So hyperbaric are one word, oxygen therapy, separate words. So when it comes down to different issues, and if you've been, you know, watching us for a while, you know that I've talked about many different health issues that people encounter, anywhere from cardiovascular disease to type 1, type 2 diabetes, atherosclerosis, osteoporosis, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, the list goes on, stroke. And so when we think about each one of these, and then you also have some that are not as, I guess, problematic, but they are still issues. Again, joint problems. It could just be cognitive behavior issues, like I said earlier, with Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and many others where you just do not want to have any type of just limitations, okay? And sometimes you may wonder, what do I really do? Do I see a doctor? Do I go to take some form of therapy? What do I really do in order to deal with this? Because, you know, especially if you are coming out of pocket, the cost can add up. And the visits, the medications, it can be taxing on your body. And so you may wonder, what do I really do? What do I do? Because I really don't like everything that I have to go through. Again, when it comes to finances, when it comes to just taking medicine and how much and different types of medicines I am taking, I really do not like that. So what do you do? Now, when it comes to hyperbaric oxygen therapy, this is pretty much a type of therapy that I don't believe that most people are aware of, but I want to share that with you. And I'll actually share with you my experience with this. Actually, I want to say yesterday was my most recent visit or my most recent session with HBOT. So hyperbaric oxygen therapy is pretty much where you are getting 100% oxygen. So when I say get, you're pretty much breathing in 100% oxygen. So just a little backstory, when it comes to how much oxygen we breathe in, typically in the environment, so what you're breathing now, is typically you probably, or your body is containing, or you're breathing in about 78% nitrogen and about 21% oxygen. Now, this is based on several studies when I looked this up, and that 1% is going to be for, I believe, argon gas. And this is usually related to the breakdown of radioactive materials. Okay. So oxygen, when we think about it, 21%. Some sources may show 20.9%. When you round it up, it's 21%. But that is pretty much how much oxygen we are breathing in, okay? And so with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, you are pretty much breathing in 100% oxygen, okay? You heard that correctly. 100% oxygen therapy. And this is important for a number of reasons, but this is usually going to be at least one ATM, otherwise known as one atmosphere absolute. And this can also be 1.5 or 1.5 to 3 times as much oxygen that you would normally breathe in, which is why it's 100% oxygen. And so when it comes to this oxygen, you may wonder, why am I breathing so much oxygen in? And, you know, when it comes to HBOT, it has been shown, even with, you know, a lot of short-term, I want to say more long-term studies are being shown. If there are some, it may not be a lot, but there are studies that have shown that with, you know, breathing in 100% oxygen, it can actually help with a lot of the health issues people may deal with, such as it can help with Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease. There was actually a study that I looked at, and I'll actually try to share with you in a few minutes. But it was actually a study done on mice that as it related to Alzheimer's disease and how it can actually help with it. Okay. And so when it comes to different, again, health issues, one of the things about hyperbaric oxygen therapy is because you're breathing in 100% oxygen, and this is usually greater than, I want to say, or below sea level. So what happens is you are in this chamber and out. Pretty much give a full experience shortly, but you're pretty much getting oxygen. And what happens is, as you do this over time, your body, as it takes in that 100% oxygen, your body, or at least your blood, once you inhale this oxygen into your lungs, the blood is going to be able to help transport that oxygen to different places. So in your body, you have different tissues and organs, okay? And so let's say, for example, you have your digestive system or your small intestine, your pancreas, your liver, any other tissue in your body that has an ailment or it is wounded or just may have some form of, you know, abnormality to it. What happens is as you breathe in this 100% oxygen over time, this oxygen, because your body is not used to getting 100%, is pretty much only getting about 21% of oxygen. So you can imagine getting about 5 times more of the oxygen. Your body is going to now be able to have more of a playing field when it comes to regenerating new cells. And this can also be beneficial when it comes to stem cells. And stem cells can actually, are actually the foundation, okay? So when you think about a house that is built, you have brick, you have wood, you have sheetrock, you have shingles for the roof. And this is pretty much how at least the foundation of a good structure house will be. Now, when we think about stem cells are very important, and HBOT has been shown to help with producing more stem cells. And when we think about stem cells can actually help when it comes to transforming or even producing more stem cells or even more cells in your body. So when you think about brain cells, when you think about nerve cells, cardiac cells, just different types of cells and even tissues in your body, it comes back down to stem cells. Because if you do not have a wide production of stem cells, then things are not going to be looking promising. And so that is why sometimes you may see a person, even when you're taking the therapy and things look good, but then it just retracts. A lot of times, or sometimes, it may not be a lot of stem cells that are produced or even healthy enough to even regenerate. And so you may have heard of regenerative medicine. And this is usually taken from the aspect that if you have enough of stem cells, at least in the embryonic state, you can take those stem cells and you can actually use them for the purposes of growing whatever tissue or organ is needed. So you may have seen someone that may have an extra limb, or someone that, you know, needed an extra finger, ear, whatever the case is. And that can usually be taken from, you know, stem cell research, which has been just going on since I've been in school, or when I was in school. So at least when it comes to hyperbaric oxygen therapy, that is pretty much, you know, one of the benefits of it, is that it can actually help when it comes to just different parts of your body, or just even different health issues you may be dealing with. And over time, as you go through different sessions, it can actually help with you getting that oxygen that you need. And so I want to, so I guess one of the things I can do is I'll share some brief research with you, and then I'll kind of get into the my experience with it, showing you that. But I kind of want to get into some research, because I do want you to see this information, because this is my way of showing you that I'm not just making this up, or I'm just saying something that sounds good, because, you know, believe it or not, a lot of people do that these days, and I'm not one of them. So I want y'all to actually see this information. So give me 1 second. And this is actually an article, and there are actually several articles when it comes to HBOT, but I want you to pretty much understand, you know, again, what I'm sharing with you, so that way you can just use it for yourself, and you can again see that I'm not making this up. So let's do it this way. Okay. So this is pretty much an article that is, again, talking about what I just shared with you when it comes to hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And this is related to healthy aging. So as I, you know, talk with you about how getting that 100% oxygen can actually help with generating, or just actually help with your blood being able to carry more oxygen through your body. And when you take that oxygen to different parts of the body, it's able to, it's kind of like job opportunities. People kind of have like a zest, okay? When there's a lack of jobs, or, you know, people are just kind of frustrated, it's like, let's go on strike, let's tell things, I'm tired of this. But when people are really satisfied with what they're doing, it's kind of like other things start to kind of get in place. And this is kind of just like an analogy I like to share. So getting into this research, like anything, if you are new to even understanding what this, what research or research articles are, so pretty much the abstract is going to contain a summary of the introduction, the procedure, the results, conclusion, all in one brief paragraph. And this is usually done just to kind of give a high level overview of the research that was done. But throughout the article, it does give you more details about this particular research. It even talks about the difference between hyperbaric oxygen therapy and other invasive techniques, such as physical exercise, intermittent fasting, etc. And so with this one of the things that I liked is that it did include a graphic, and this graphic can actually help you with better understanding the flow of, you know, what the goal, or at least the aim of this research article was. And usually I get into it, but because I know I have a lot that I want to share with you, and I know that the time would expire if I did share it with you, one of the things that I'll do is I'll just kind of take you briefly through this, so that way you can at least see some of the high points about it. But, you know, one of the things that I share with you, and I don't have my the actual PDF version, which would pretty much clean this up a little bit, but this is pretty much a section that I want you to key in on, which is, you know, hyperbaric oxygen therapy is a non-invasive, which means that it's not a technique that requires, you know, using, I guess, force, or even using needles or anything of that nature in order to access blood or even to get into your body system. So it's a technique that is harmless, so to speak. So when people think about doing different techniques, colonoscopy, that involves getting up in some areas, and a lot of people don't like that. This is not one of those. And trust me, I'm going to share my experience shortly. But again, this kind of goes into just some of the research behind this, and, you know, it breaks it out into different paragraphs where it talks about how, you know, HBOT can actually help with intervening and even slowing down, reversing aging. If nothing else, it can at least slow down the aging process. So sometimes you may see a person that's older and they're not necessarily older in age, but they just look older. And this is a benefit of HBOT is that it can actually help to slow that down based on the process with HBOT. And usually, you know, as I'm reading through articles, usually I would take my time to read through this. But like I said, because I want to share some other information with you, I'm just breezing through this. So that way you can at least see that there are some diagrams with this that kind of actually help with breaking this down a little better. Okay. Usually one of the things I like to look for is just the conclusion, which tells us kind of like, what was the overall takeaway? And like I said, some of these may have conclusions. Sometimes they may skip to a discussion, but if nothing else, you can at least get this heading, which is hyperbaric oxygen therapy for healthy aging. And so, like I said, this is one of many articles that I've looked at. The other one I looked at was actually done on a mice study that showed the difference between mice that had Alzheimer's disease and different mice that were purchased from, I want to say, a local laboratory. And so the study was done. Basically, what they concluded was that HBOT has shown some benefits when it comes to Alzheimer's disease. So again, that is just some of the research that is done. Again, it's more research that is currently is ongoing to show the long-term effects of it. But let's get to the good part. So I decided that I wanted to try out HBOT, and I actually did that this past week. Last week, I actually had my first session. So I pretty much went in and spoke with the practitioner. Pretty much what occurred was just them getting my medical information, just kind of asking questions about, have you had any history of XYZ? Typically the same questions that a doctor may ask you, but they ask a lot of questions because, again, when it comes to HBOT, a lot of times there are usually not a lot of side effects, but depending on your history, there may be some, but typically it shouldn't prevent you from getting the therapy that you need, especially if you have, you know, a reason or a valid reason. And when I say valid reason, you know, such as like, hey, I am dealing with some cardiac or just, you know, different health issues in my chest, dealing with some digestive issues, back pain. It can be used for a number of different just health issues, at least, you know, as the practitioner explained, as well as, you know, from some research. But last week, I think the consultation was probably about 30 to 45 minutes. Pretty much had a tour after I, you know, had the consultation. So I pretty much toured the facility. They showed some rooms that had just neurotherapy. And so one of the rooms, which I have yet to try, but one of the rooms is actually a room that pretty much helps you. And I think the practitioner actually mentioned that she does the exercise every morning, but it's pretty much a brain activity that helps your brain to get started, at least in the morning, or it kind of just gets your brain just geared up. And so I know they go through different sensory exercises or just you being able to see with your eyes, just kind of like different images, and it kind of helps to stimulate your brain. And so sometimes we'll just get up, go. But at least the way this was explained was that it kind of helps, you know, your brain to start thinking a lot more in a good way. It kind of gets it, you know, the juices flowing in such a way that, you know, you're able to kind of feel a little bit more productive, rejuvenated. But with the actual therapy, pretty much went in, had some earbuds, and these are not just any earbuds. These are AirBuds, so to speak. And what happens is that these AirBuds, they actually connected using like a regular aux cord or like a jack, headphone jack. But you have this, and I actually have them with me, but I don't have them on me. But what happens is you have this connector, and this connector is pretty much contains a hollow tube. And this hollow tube is pretty much just air. And what it does is it prevents the electricity or just the connection from that cord from connecting to your ears. Because again, what happens is you are going, you're breathing in 100% oxygen, you know, I want to say 1.5 to 3 times pressure greater than sea level. And so if you have that, you know, interaction between the cord or the device, you know, which we had was a tablet, if you have that interaction, it can start to affect, you know, your ears. And so we use what they are called AirBuds, which kind of just helps you to relax a lot better. It doesn't stimulate any further brain activity. But what happens is, get inside this chamber. I was actually in two of them. So they have a smaller chamber, and then they have this larger one. The smaller chamber is kind of like, it's kind of like you have this bed, like, so on each side, you have like this, this bedding, or I guess like a long seat. And, you know, you can usually get a mask. So it's kind of like what, kind of similar to like what a astronaut may have, but it's kind of like a mask, so to speak. I'm gonna see if I can pull one up. But pretty much what happens is I put on this this mask and or at least this mask chamber, so to speak. And this is how, you know, you're breathing oxygen. It has the tube. So one tube is where the oxygen is flowing out. So this is what you're breathing out. The other tube is pretty much where the 100% oxygen is flowing in. And so it's like with this headset on, you pretty much have like a, I want to say it's like a rubber, I guess like a rubber gasket, so to speak, that kind of seals around your neck. And it pretty much prevents that oxygen, that 100% oxygen from just flowing out. So that way you can get the fullness of that oxygen. The other option is you can actually get one of those masks that you put on. And what happens is it would just pretty much strap around your face, and you still have the same connections where the 100% oxygen is coming in, and in another tube, the oxygen will flow out, which you breathe out. And so I pretty much had on this, I guess the bigger chamber, and I was just sitting there on both times. You sit there, and because you are getting the atmospheric pressure is going to be 1.5 to 3 times that of sea level, it starts to get cold. And so what they do is they give you blankets. So I pretty much had a blanket each time, had to put on some booties because they don't want you to attract any dirt. Kind of want to keep the floor clean. So had to put on some booties, some, you know, had to put on a blanket. Then I had my mask on, and then I had my earbuds in. So that way you kind of are entertained on your tablet, so you can pretty much get on whatever, YouTube, Spotify, just to keep yourself entertained, or just reading something, which I was kind of reading articles like I showed you. But pretty much, you know, once I was there, at least for me, the sessions ran anywhere from, I think, an hour, roughly, I want to say it was like 1.5 hours, but this is pretty much where they are conditioning the environment in order for you to kind of be more comfortable, but to kind of adjust it to where it is at 1.5 to 3 times the pressure that of, you know, regular atmospheric pressure. So I do have an image I want to kind of show you, because again, this was exactly what I had. So I am going to share this with you. Let's see. Yes. So stay on, check this out, because this is actually what I had yesterday. So check this out. Let's see. Yeah. So yeah, this is pretty much the mask that I had on. And so as you can see in one tube, it's flowing 100% oxygen. And in the other tube, it's pretty much where you're breathing out that oxygen. So it's pulling it out. Otherwise, if you have both tubes pulling or inputting that oxygen in, you will likely have a seizure because no oxygen is flowing out. So that is why when you see the two tubes hooked up, you know, oxygen flowing in and then oxygen that you're breathing out is flowing out. So that way, that steady supply of 100% oxygen, you can, you know, receive that. And so typically they will have an attendant that is inside of the chamber. So the chamber doors are actually locked. And so, you know, what happens is they would typically walk around just making sure that if you're wearing this, if you're wearing this head mask, or I forgot what it's called actually, but if you're wearing this, they typically walk around to make sure that it is filled. Otherwise, if it's not filled, that means that there's a leak somewhere and they would have to replace it. And then the other option, I should say, is let me pull this up, and I want to show y'all this other option, because again, this was kind of actually what I had did or considered. I could still consider it on my next visit. But let me pull this up for you. And then we're going to get into the news of this. So let me see if I can. So I'm going to share one more with you. Let's see. So, yeah, so this was the other option. So the other option was not as, I guess, tech savvy as this one, but it was similar in terms of a mask goes over your face and you're pretty much breathing in oxygen. So on one pipe, or at least on, you know, one of the lines, it's going to be 100% oxygen per oxygen. The other pipe is going to pretty much be oxygen flowing out. So this is what you're breathing out. So pretty much I had the other option. And sit there for about 1 hour and 30 minutes breathing in air. And I can tell you, and I can't make this up. So I had been dealing with some discomfort. And I can tell you by yesterday, because I did two on Tuesday. Okay. So I had two sessions that were 90 minutes each. And then yesterday I had just one session. They do this because they kind of want your body to kind of get accustomed to it. And so that way afterwards, you can pretty much schedule to do it once a week. And, you know, you'll start to kind of see benefits that way. But I can tell you by that third session, I started to feel some amazing benefits. It was like I could breathe like so clearly. And it was just kind of like for a brief period, it was like, whoo, this is wonderful. And so I figured I'd share that with you. Hopefully next time I'm there, they'll allow me to record. I know they told me that I could. So hopefully next time I record that and I'll share that with you so you can actually see where I am actually at and in pretty much my spot, my seat that I have on reserve. So at least that way you know about HBLT, how it is a trending technology. Again, a lot of people don't know about it, but that is something that I want to share with you. So if you ever consider the idea of HBLT, then I encourage you to definitely look at the nearest location. I know sometimes you can actually get, if you have the finances, you can actually get HBLT at your home. Now, I'm sure there may be some, I guess, logistics when it comes to the maintenance and making sure that, you know, whenever you get low on the medical grade oxygen, that you can get that properly refilled. But again, I do know that that is an alternative that some people do in order to kind of have something more secured at home without having to go out to a facility and do it that way. Either way, you're still getting some benefits. You're getting good oxygen in your body. And again, when we think about those stem cells, those stem cells are going to be able to help with creating some additional cells for different organs and tissues you may not know that your body needs. So hopefully, if you've enjoyed this segment, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button and share it with somebody, because again, I enjoy sharing this information with you and being a person who can try this. Because again, once I heard about this, I said, let me check this out. Let me see, you know, what this can do for your coach. Okay. So if you enjoy this, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. And before we log off, news alert. So one thing I've been sharing with you over the time is our coaching sessions. And guess what? We are starting our coaching sessions. Be sure to check out our website soon. I haven't updated the link on our page yet, but I will. And so hopefully next week, you can start to book them. There's a buffer period. So once you do whatever date you decide to pick out, there's a period, because there are some forms that you got to fill out, got to make sure, understand what your goals are. So make sure that you check that out. And we also have another news update, but this one is going to come very soon. So before you sign up, you probably want to, you know, wait till this news release comes out. So I'm going to post this everywhere. But this is pretty much going to be a bonus in addition to the coaching session. So again, coaching sessions are going live. Okay. But with that, there's another piece to that. And so stay tuned for that. If you're on the email list, you're going to get an email about the bonus with the coaching sessions. If you're not, then on social media, I'll also share that as well. But just know that we are starting our coaching sessions. And, you know, once I do have the link updated, we'll share that with you very soon. And trust me, I know a lot of people have been asking me about that, waiting on that, and the wait is over. And it has taken some time just to get some legal stuff situated, but we are ready for that. And so if you have been waiting for it, your opportunity is available. But again, we have that bonus, so make sure you stay tuned for that bonus. That bonus is going to be available in less than a week, actually probably less than a few days. So make sure you stay up to date, which is why I told you to make sure you hit that like and subscribe button, because you do not want to miss. Okay. So again, if you enjoy this content, make sure like, subscribe, drop a comment. We appreciate that. And until next time, again, make sure you stay up to date, because if you miss out, I don't know what to do. Okay. So make sure you stay up to date. You're going to get some good content. And until next time, I will talk with you later.